Whoa, you definitely need a pen and a piece of paper for today's episode. Like, this is a $10,000 drop of knowledge. I'm not even joking. Today, my guest is Jill Stanton, and we are talking about how to launch your thing, whether that's a course, a membership, a coaching program, whatever it is, how to do that in kind of a non-traditional way known as a pop-up or a challenge group or a boot camp. Jill is the queen of this, and she's in fact the expert who we've used to kind of tweak our own launch for the Marketing Impact Academy. Today in this episode, we're going to break down every single question you could probably have around creating that type of relationship in the most accelerated and intimate of ways. This is so much fun. I cannot wait for you to hear. It's also going to leave you hungry for more. So if you want to know the ins and outs of how to do this yourself, you'll want to join Jill's next bootcamp. All right. To do that, you can go to shalene.com/Jill. Off to the show. Jill, thanks so much for joining me here today. I'm super excited to dig into all this stuff.
I am ridiculously excited. So thank you so much for having me. I'm so pumped to make some audio magic with you.
Well, you're super generous too with your information. That's why I love listening to your podcast. And you've just been, I mean, that's just like you legitimately are that person. Without experience, every exposure, every interaction we've had, I've just been like, I love people like this that are just like super generous. Like, I don't have a, you know, this thing where I'm expecting you to do something back for me. Like, just here's the information, all ships rise. So I really appreciate that type of mentality, because that's the kind of spirit I have. And I love attracting people like that and bringing them on. So let's talk about pop-up groups, shall we?
Let's do it. Yes.
Okay. So first of all, for those of you who are listening who haven't created something yet to sell, like, that's the first step, right? Like, you've got to figure out, like, just pick something and let's sell it, because you're not having a pop-up group unless you have something to pop up and sell. Right? So we're going to also share with you an opportunity to get into a pop-up group that Jill will be hosting, a boot camp, if you will, that's specifically to help you create that thing. So there's your spoiler alert. Stay tuned. Grab your pen and your piece of paper, because you're going to want to be a part of that. But once we have something to offer, the thing that so many people struggle with is like, okay, do I need now a big email list to do a launch? Am I supposed to do a, you know, traditional style launch? So what exactly is a pop-up group?
Yeah. So pop-up groups are great because they're the next best thing when we can't get in person, right? Like, in person is hands down the best way to sell something. Pop-up groups are the next best thing. So they are you creating this experience for people. So they're intentional, they're purposeful. They're finite, so you're not constantly maintaining this group. It's like max 3 weeks. Okay. And they're centered around a promotion. So you have something to sell at the end of the experience. And so they're not just like, oh, let's create a group and hope people join and what are we going to talk about? It's very intentional and it's very purposeful and it's all centered around that offer.
When you say it's centered around the promotion, is it clear to the people who are joining the pop-up that there's going to be an offer? Or is the intention that I'm joining this pop-up group because I'm going to learn how to create my own course?
So that's a great question. So we make sure that our pop-up group in and itself has a transformation or a result or an outcome that people will get, even if they don't choose to upgrade into the main offer. So for example, Josh and I run pop-up groups for these boot camps that we have called the Course Creators Bootcamp. And if you join the bootcamp, there is a clear transformation. The whole purpose of the bootcamp is to help you design an offer that is so freaking compelling, it practically sells itself. So we go through this entire process. You fill out this one-page blueprint. And in front of you, by the end of the bootcamp, you have your full offer designed, including the name, the price, the transformation, what goes into it, what you'll be teaching, the bonuses, the guarantee, and a badass way to sell it.
When you say, for example, with your course creation, is this ideal for someone who's thinking like, I think I know what my course is, but I haven't exactly laid it out? Is it ideal for me to do it then? Or would I do this bootcamp only after I've figured out exactly what it is?
Okay, so it's for people who either have an online course or a coaching program, but it isn't selling the way they want, or it's just not clicking with people, or it's for people who want to have an online course. Maybe they are in a service-based business right now, or they want to start a business, but they don't know what to do, or they want to start a coaching program, and they just want to make sure they get off on the right foot versus, you know, years of ugly crying and frustration and failed launches. So.
I would think that the later is actually sitting in a better position. I find the most difficult thing to do is to already create this thing in a test tube and then try to make pieces fit that you really don't understand. Like, what is the intention? What is the transformation? Like, I think people just take all their information. They're like, I'm going to create a $5,000 course. And then they put it all together without really considering, like, what is it people want? How long should it be? More importantly, how short should it be? How quickly can we promise people transformation? And so I hope that people who are thinking, oh gosh, I don't know if this bootcamp would be right for me because I haven't created a course yet, you're actually sitting in probably the catbird seat, because if you know before you create it how to do the paint by numbers, it's so much easier than trying to make something fit.
Yes. And the thing that I see a lot of people struggling with when they are just starting and they want to create a course, but they aren't sure, is they get in their head around, like, I don't know if I know as much as I think I do, or, you know, I'm not the expert, so why should I create something? And we just encourage people, like, we get a lot of that because Screw the 9-to-5 obviously attracts a similar audience, people who want to do it but aren't really sure what to do, and they get caught up in the tech and all that and the limiting beliefs. And we always say, like, all you need is a 10% edge. Okay. So you just need to be 10% further ahead than the people you're there to serve. You just need to say, I know this much more than this person, and I'm going to teach from that space, and know that the more you do it, the better you'll get. And the more you learn, the more you can teach. And the more you teach, the better teacher you become. And so we really try to empower people to move forward from the place that they're at, because I really think that's a big thing here, is like the power of moving forward. Yes. Right? Because if you stay stuck, you'll forever be stuck. It really is just taking those micro actions and those baby steps to inch you closer to where you want to get.
Yeah. An object in motion stays in motion. That's that whole idea of, like, getting people to just get a little tiny bit of momentum, one or two steps. So, for example, we worked with you in developing a strategy to help create kind of a pop-up around attracting the type of lifer who we're able to best serve. And that's that person who really, they desperately know they want a business. They desperately know they want to do, you know, maybe it's even building online income. They just struggle with the, like, I just don't know for sure what it is.
Yeah.
So help those listening who are like, okay, I like this idea of putting together like a pop-up group. When I'm thinking about, like, ultimately my offer is going to be Marketing Impact Academy.
Yep.
So therefore, I have to think strategically, okay, what type of pop-up group? Like, how do I come up with the type of pop-up group that's not giving them everything that they need or making them feel like, well, why do I need MIA now? I've done this pop-up group. But yet the right type of pop-up to attract the right type of lifer. So how do we reverse engineer that?
Yeah. So the big thing to do here is to consider the roadblocks, or to take your full customer journey in mind, right? And what are the roadblocks or the objections that stop someone from saying yes to the bigger offer? So for yours with Marketing Impact Academy, I know that it's a cohesive and holistic program, but I would think that it really serves people if they have an offer in mind already, right? Or their niche. Would that be correct?
Frankly, the person who, when they're joining MIA, the greatest objection is, I don't know if I have the right idea to start a business.
Perfect. So then your pop-up would be serving that objection. You create your pop-up around the main domino that stops people from saying yes to the main offer.
Great, great, great.
So then yours would be like, find your big idea or whatever it's going to be, right? And so you talk about niche, target customer, validating ideas, pre-selling, designing the offer, all of that kind of stuff. For us, in our bootcamp, our main play is this thing called the Pop-Up Group Accelerator, and it's a done-with-you program.
I'm going to back you up a little bit so we break down the terminology. When you say our main play...
Main offer, our signature offer, is called the Pop-Up Group Accelerator. And so we wanted to sell that with pop-up groups, right? Kind of meta.
Sure.
Practice what we preach. But in order for someone to say yes to that, well, they need to have an offer.
Yeah.
And so we created the Course Creators Bootcamp to help them design the offer, get that in motion. And then the pop-up group accelerator is a badass way to sell it.
That's beautiful.
The way that sells it every single time in the most effective way, I believe, for course creators and coaches.
So what we've done, right, or what we're in the middle of right now, which will be really interesting to see, based on the advice and coaching that we received from you and your husband, is to create a pop-up. And we used two of our biggest objections, the first of which is that people think, if I'm going to scale an online business, I need a big social media following. Mm. So the first pop-up group that we did, or challenge, was a paid challenge. And we taught people basically how to remake their Instagram and get it prepared for growth. Mm-hmm. And then the second challenge that we did is to teach people how they can, just by selling things that are left over in their home, decluttering and organizing and just pulling those things together, teaching people, like, this is online income that could turn into a business. And if not a business, it's at least some extra income. And frankly, that's what a business is for most people when they start. You know, hello, hello,
hello.
So I don't know if that's a right or wrong thing to do, but we did both for, and now they're leading up to MIA. And I kind of did that because I wanted to see which one attracts the right customer. Yeah, yeah. And the best conversion.
I am super excited. Like, once it's all shaken out, I'm so interested in hearing if it's your paid challenge or your free challenge.
Basically, I probably did that wrong, because in order to compare apples to apples, I probably should have done them either both free or both paid, but with different topics. But either way, I'm too impatient. I wanted to do
both.
You're
scrappy. You're scrappy. You're getting it done. But the thing I love is that you could do a free pop-up, like what you're doing with a challenge, or you could do a paid pop-up. Like, our pop-up groups are all paid. Our boot camps are all paid. Very low ticket. And the reason I love this, and I've heard you talk about this on this show before, is like, acquiring a customer the first time is the most expensive thing you'll ever do, right?
Yeah.
But the beauty of this is that these are low-end offers. So we're not trying to acquire a customer for a $2,000, $1,000, $500 offer straight out of the gate. No. We go super low, low entry ticket. So for ours, we've done $37 in the past, and now they sit at $47 just because we've beefed it up a lot. And so it's an easy yes for people, right? Yeah. I'm not immediately going for the jugular with a $2,000 offer. I'm like, come on in, $47. Let us rock your world. If you feel called to upgrade and take the next step with us, I mean, brace yourself.
Yeah. Is there a particular price point that you've found with the people you coach for the pop-up works best, like low range and high range?
Yeah, I've seen 27 and 37 work really well so far for the people that, like, we have a coaching program called Shift to Six, and the people in there are doing anywhere between 27 and 37. All of our previous boot camps were done at 37, and now we've beefed it up for 47 as we add in new resources, more coaching, more support. We brought in our team of coaches. So we've just increased our price as we continue to add the value. So
meaning the boot camp has more value, so you're able to charge more for the boot camp. Mm-hmm. The boot camp is another term, another way to describe the pop-up, right? You're calling it a boot camp to really have that perceived value for people. They're going through a process of course creation as part of the boot camp. The idea behind that, you know, even the, when you hear the word boot camp, you're like, okay, this is going to be fast and furious, and I'm going to
It feels like you're getting stuff done. You're making progress. And so that we wanted a word that would really denote that for people. And so boot camp. You could also use workshop, challenge, of course. Yeah. And if you're just starting, of course you could do free. Free pop-ups are always a win, right? Now, I want to make a caveat. If you are going to do a paid boot camp or a paid workshop inside a pop-up group, just know that...
Wait, say that again. I got to break down what you just said. If you're going to do a paid workshop inside a boot camp.
Sorry. I call it either a boot camp or a workshop. I feel like those words are interchangeable.
Sure.
But a paid boot camp inside a pop-up group or a free challenge inside a pop-up group. Just know that typically free will get way higher numbers, right? Everyone wants a good freebie, right? And so because this is a customer acquisition play, when you put a price tag on it, you may get less people in there. So it won't look as sexy numbers-wise, but they're qualified. Mm. They've paid money to be there, which, and I know that you know this, of course, when people pay, they pay attention. They show up better. They implement the work, they get results, you know, that your trainings are more well attended, they convert higher. I was saying to you, like when we did free, our conversions were typically between 4 and 5%. With our boot camps, they're anywhere between 18 to 21%.
Now, could you say the free conversions again? That was at what?
3 to 5.
3 to 5%.
Which in the online space with a freebie to a paid offer is killing the game, right?
Yeah,
that's pretty average.
Totally. No, that's above average.
Mm. And so when you put a price tag on it, you just, the reason I love that is because you're not messing around with people who will just sit there and lurk and not really do anything and then be like, I didn't get anything out of this. You know, they show up better because they've paid to be there.
Yeah. When I look at our last launch, we were at a little under 2% conversion on our paid leads. And we were only using a free lead magnet, if you will. And so I'm really excited to see what this looks like. Number one, I can already tell from doing this last pop-up group that it's a much more engaged person. We've spent a lot more time with them. We're building that trust. We've delivered. They paid for it and we over-delivered. So we've already given them that experience. Like, they're not wondering. They know, like, man, if I paid $20 or $40 and was blown away, I can't imagine what it would be like.
What the real deal's like.
That's right. So if I am brand new and I don't have a social media following, I don't have really an email list, how is it I'm going to fill my pop-up group?
Yeah. So there's a few ways. One, if you don't have any audience, just say you are starting from zero, right? No one knows you. I'm just going to keep it real and be honest. You're going to have to overcome some obscurity, right? People are going to have to get to know you. If that's the case, if you're playing with that level of obscurity, I'm always going to say you should start free and start doing things like this. Absolutely.
Why?
Because one, you have no audience and you've probably never taught your content before. So I think it's smart of you to get into a free pop-up group with people and teach your content live so that you can work out the kinks, see where you overwhelm people, because on your first round, you absolutely will overwhelm people 100%. And we can jam on that. So I absolutely think if you're starting from square one, do it free, teach it all live, do it all live so you can work out the kinks, refine the process, do it again, and then charge a ticket price. But I really think there's value in working out the kinks and figuring out how you best teach and lead people and the vibe you want to foster for people and how you pitch into your main offer. Second, how I love filling these things, especially if you're at the beginning, is this kind of stuff. Getting on podcasts, writing guest posts for people, doing social media takeovers if you can. Start showing up in groups. Start your own free group. Like a 24/7 kind of group, like one that's like a free community for your people. Of course, your social media, there's always paid traffic. Now, I know in the beginning, this can feel like, but I'm just getting started. Should I be running Facebook traffic or should I be running paid traffic in general? You know, what if I lose money and what if this and what if that? And the thing here is like people really get in their heads around, you know, investing in their business, like I can't afford it, money's tight. And I totally honor that. But I also want everyone to realize that there are no businesses with 100% profit margins. There just isn't, you know, at some point you're going to have to invest something in order to get the ball rolling and make a dent in people's lives. And you have two currencies, time or money. And if you don't want to spend your time hustling, doing social media, getting on podcasts, writing guest posts, you know, creating your own content, doing your own thing, creating freebies, getting it out there, then you can accelerate and hit the gas and use paid traffic.
Scared money don't make money.
Oh, snap. I like it.
and you know, money's easy. Time is hard, right? Like I can make more money. I can lose money and I can make money. If I lose time, I can't get that back. I just can't. How far out do you recommend if I'm brand new, I don't have much of an audience, and I'm going to have to build up that momentum organically, how far out should I start promoting my pop-up?
Well, first, if I was just starting out and I was going to use time, I'd give myself a good 3 months to start building an audience, truthfully. Like, I wouldn't just be like...
Promoting my pop-up? I'm going to have a pop-up 3 months from now?
No, no. I'd be audience building in general.
Oh, sure.
And then when I'm enrolling the pop-up or filling it up, I'd be doing that for 2 weeks.
That's it? Just 2 weeks?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, otherwise people are just going to sit there and you're going to be like, they're going to be like, so now what?
Okay. That makes
sense.
Whereas
if you give them a shorter enrollment window, one, you can have a strong nurture sequence to keep them hot and heavy until it starts. And then you can have a schedule for people, like, here's how it all breaks down. So they know what to expect.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, sit in the requests of this pop-up group for a month and hopefully we'll start soon. It's just, it's a bit more intentional than that.
How is this different, say, for example, of doing a series of webinars mm-hmm. in terms of a launch?
Yes. So we actually use Webbies in the pop-up group, which I can break down as well, because we do them as bonus trainings. So like we were talking about, with your pop-up, you really want to get clear on what the transformation is or what the outcome or the promise of that group is, right?
Yep, yep.
And so there's the key, the core content that you'll be creating. And okay. in that, I just want to make this quick caveat. You want to be teaching the what and the why. You do not want to teach the how. The how is your offer. And so we really want to be teaching what to do and why we do it that way. That way we can agitate the gap and have people being like, okay, but how do I do that? And that's the offer. Mm-hmm. And so with our bonus trainings, those are the webinars. So for example, so we have the 5 core days of content where okay. we teach how to actually design an offer that's so damn compelling, it practically sells itself.
Right.
And then the bonus training, we do 2. We hit internal objections and we hit external objections. Internal is typically mindset, worthiness, money, time, all of that kind of stuff. For us in our world, it's typically money for people. And so the first bonus training that we do is we call it Think Like a Millionaire. And it's a money mindset masterclass to help people become aware of the disempowering beliefs that they have about money and how it's kind of like kinking the hose. You know, yeah. when money's flowing, it's like water in a hose. But then when you start to put stuff on it or make it mean something or start to second guess it, you kink the hose and the flow stops. Mm-hmm. So we help people become aware of that so that, I mean, I think awareness is the first step to change. So yeah. once they become aware of that, they can now consciously change it and create beliefs that are empowering and in support of what they want to create. And then the second day is the external bonus. And for us, again, that's kind of like, it's how do I do this thing? How do I sell this thing? And so our final bonus training is what we call our Supercharge Your Sales Masterclass. And it's teaching how to sell the course that they just designed with pop-up groups. So it's kind of meta in our world in that, like, we teach the offer and then the whole time they're experiencing the pop-up. And then we're like, wouldn't you like to do this?
I see. So let me break this down for people who are with me and they're just trying to like picture this. Okay. So I'm doing 5 days where mm-hmm. the objective of this boot camp, if you will, mm-hmm. is for me to understand like exactly how to structure, put together like the perfect, irresistible course. And, yeah. and not just what it should look like from a framework standpoint, but like how I'm going to pitch it, what the bonuses yeah. need to look like. And yeah. there's an art to that and how I need For sure. to price it. And so all of those things, and those are my 5 days. So you're probably mm-hmm. picking okay, day one, we're teaching this, day two, we're teaching this, day three. So now we're on day 5, and on day 5, I think it's over, I assume, but you've got people like, hanging yeah. on the edge of their seats and they're super excited and they're like, okay, so now what? And then you say tomorrow, we have a bonus training.
Yeah.
And this is a webinar mm-hmm. and we're going to talk about millionaire mindset.
Yeah.
So do you lose some people?
No.
Oh, you don't? They're just like hanging on. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, the more you like, the longer your group goes on, people will mm-hmm. drop off because sure. life gets in the way and whatnot. But people love money mindset stuff, right? Because they like, they don't want to feel crappy about money. And so they're always looking.
Why did you refer to those as webinars? How is that? Or isn't it just like one more day of the training? Why did you call it a webinar?
Well, I'm saying that to you. We definitely don't call it a webinar in our stuff. We call it masterclasses, which is essentially the same as a webinar. Sure. I just think that webinar, people get their backs up. They're like, oh, I know what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
So we call it bonus trainings or masterclasses.
Okay, got it. And then, so we're going to do 2 more days of that. And
yep. and people always want bonuses, right? And so they'll always show up for it. And our bonus around how to sell it is always our highest attended bonus or our mm-hmm. highest attended session for the most part, because people always want to learn how to sell it because we've just spent the last almost week together designing this offer. And they're like, okay, I have this thing. Like, now what? And so when we say we're going to show you how to sell it, then people are like, sweet. And so they show up and then we have this captive audience that we've just served the heck out of over the last week, and then we make our pitch.
So you're not going to make your pitch for your own pop-up group accelerator until what day of your boot camp?
Essentially, it becomes like day seven.
Day seven.
Or day eight, really, because we have pre-party, then the 5 days, then Millionaire Masterclass, then that
one. Are you seeding it throughout, though?
I conversationally seed it.
Okay.
Like, I'll mention it here and there because I do a lot of the mindset training and Josh does the strategy training. And so I'll constantly seed it here and there. Also, we have a lot of repeats who come in and we can jam on that. Like at the end of each boot camp we sell into the next one with an alumni link.
We sell into the next boot camp?
Mm-hmm.
The boot camp obviously it's like a paid lead magnet, if you will, which is great because, you know, free, as we know, is losing its appeal. We're getting a less effective email address. Mm-hmm. When it's free, people aren't opening up the content. So the relationship never starts.
And they forget about you.
Who is this person? It was free. What do I care? It's funny when people pay even like $2, they're like,
gotta get my money's worth.
Customer service. I haven't received my email yet. You know, that's so funny. Okay. So in a sense, what you're doing is you're creating this group and you're attracting people who are already customers. They've already started the journey with you. They're at the beginning stage of that journey with you, but they're already a customer. So it's like they're on, as when we talk about a customer journey here, like that customer journey, if it starts at $2,000, there's no place to go.
Yeah.
You know, now you're giving them a place to go. Does this end up being a money-making opportunity for you too? Just could you, if you didn't convert at such a high rate even, would you consider doing these boot camps or pop-up groups, if you will?
Yes. So I'll be fully honest, it's not profitable for us on the front end, but we're willing to lose money on the front end.
How could it not be possible on the front end?
Because our cost per acquisition is quite high in that we go pretty cold with it. Like we're always looking to expand our audience. So we do hit our warm audience, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But because we do these quite frequently, we always have to go cold.
Sure. Are you comfortable sharing with us?
Absolutely.
Those numbers?
Yep. It costs us just over $100 to acquire a new customer. And our average cart value as of last round, now we upped the prices for this round, so I have to see what it is this time. But for last time, our average customer value was $82.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
So we have these upgrades. So people listening are like, but you just said it's 47 and now average customer value is 82. So we actually have little upsells. I just wanted to.
So let's talk about that. So I just to walk people through this process, I just joined the bootcamp. It's $47. I've entered all my information. I've entered my email address. I've entered my credit card information. I can see exactly what I get. And I'm just about to leave the page when.
Ding. It's like, but wait, there's more.
Yes. Free Ginsu knives.
Do you struggle to cut tomatoes?
Ladies, are you sick of your muffin top?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. These are upsells or order bumps. And what could that look like?
So these could be, when we first did it, we did a $17 order bump. So we actually went down in price and it was just for the workbooks. And then after doing that, we're like, it's okay, but I'd rather just give people the workbooks because it's so much a part of what we do. So we nixed that one. And we started offering like blueprint reviews. So once you went through the boot camp, you could submit your blueprint to be reviewed by one of our coaches.
Okay.
And that went well, except it's time consuming. Now, if you're not playing with large volume, it's very doable for you to execute on this and make some extra cash, right? Now we've gone to it's still time consuming, but it's a one-on-one call with one of our coaches for 20 minutes. And it's like a jumpstart call after the bootcamp or next steps call, right?
What does
like
that run?
That is $97.
So I pay $47 to get in and for $97, I get a one-on-one call with the coach.
Yeah. An additional $97. Yeah.
Wow.
And then the final piece to this is our VIP experience.
Okay.
And so that's $297, but it's a whole other like, it's the whole shebang. So
does it include the call?
No.
Okay. So for $297, what would you offer them?
So every single day that the group is open, we do VIP except for weekends. So we have, after Josh's strategy call, we all hop on VIP and we do a quick recap of what they just learned. And then we do an implementation session and Luke, who's our head coach, DJs it. Everyone's doing the action from that day.
Ah.
So we're taking action right away. We are doing the work and moving forward. And then we do hot seats. So we do three hot seats, Josh and I, two on one. And then from there, we do breakout rooms. So using Zoom meetings like this, you can break people out into little micro masterminds. And we do that. We call them 4-minute feedbacks. Okay. And they have 1 minute to present what they want feedback on from what we just did during the implementation session. And then they get 4 minutes of feedback. And we put people into groups of four or five. And so they have 20 minutes and they get to connect with each other. Mm. And that's, anytime we've run these, that's been the biggest piece of feedback. I loved getting to connect with the other members because now I don't feel as alone, especially right now with COVID and we're all locked up and cooped up and people just feel isolated. And so they really love that extra connection. So we do micro masterminds and then we bring them all back and we do a big old Q&A. So they run about 90 minutes. They are...
The VIP actually runs 90. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
But we just want to make sure that everyone feels supported, seen, heard, acknowledged, and clear to move forward. So we put a lot into it.
Action's huge.
Yeah.
Because I think that's another huge objection for everyone, whether it's diet or any course. It's like, I bet this works. I wonder if I'll work it. I wonder if I'll do it, you know? And so I think that's really powerful.
That's another piece that I think is the biggest win for doing paid pop-ups, because when someone comes into a freebie, like we just said, they won't really do anything with it because they'll be like, oh, I did want to do it, but then life got in the way and I'll watch the replay, but then they don't come in, they don't interact, they don't experience the magic, and you just hosted something, you know, baller, and no one actually got to experience it because they don't have skin in the game.
Yeah.
And so
if your folks aren't able to watch it live, is it available to them after the fact? Are you doing this in a Facebook group?
We do have it all inside a Facebook group, in a pop-up group. So we do categorize things with topics, but then we also have a members portal that we use with Thinkific as well. And so they can go rewatch all the things, download all the resources. And so we give them kind of like a hub as well. Mm-hmm. So they can find it all in the Facebook group, but there's a lot to scroll in there.
Yeah.
Topics can only do so much. And
true.
So we also try to add this extra little give.
Gotcha. And once you make the offer on, like, say, day 8, day 9, day 10.
Day 27 of the day 5 challenge.
Right. I love it. How long will your cart be open? Do you create that urgency?
Days. Yes.
4 days.
Yeah.
Four days.
And we limit numbers.
Tell me about this. What's the thinking behind 4 days?
I want people to move. So the first time we did it, it sold out in 30 minutes. So we're like, oh, okay, noted. Maybe we should, you know, limit numbers more because the urgency is right there. We do fast action bonuses, all that kind of stuff. The second time, as I was saying to you, we did it as an affiliate promotion for one of our friends. And so we were working with his card open, which was 5 days. Okay. For ours, we're always going to sit in between 3 and 4. Now, I understand that with a 2K offer, people need time to process, but that's why we have an extended payment plan. That's why we have all these fast action bonuses. And it's why we give them a deadline, because whether you choose to make a decision or not, that's still a decision. And so we want people to act and either get in or get off the fence. So we give them a hardcore deadline.
That's really interesting because you're absolutely right. I think the longer we give people to decide on something, you know, it's Parkinson's law. You'll fill up that time. And so if I have 7 days to decide, I have 6 days not to think about it and to be distracted and to forget.
Yes. And to get in your own head.
Yeah, and to lose that like excitement, I can feel my heart pounding. I should probably do this. Oh, now my heart rate's come down.
Yes. And when people have too much time, they'll be like, can I really do it though? Like I've done this before and I haven't done it. And so they get in their head and they second guess themselves. I call that playing to not lose, right? Like you're playing it safe. You're doing just enough, you know, and you're making excuses for why you don't have the results you want and whatnot. But by playing to not lose, you're damaging your self-esteem and like your self-belief, the belief you have in yourself. Because if you don't show up and play to win and make the investments that will really move your business forward, you're never showing yourself what you're capable of. You're never expanding your comfort zone so that you can expand your wealth zone. And so we put a hard deadline on it and we're kind of zero F's about it.
So many of our listeners are familiar with a traditional launch. You know, I've obviously been a big fan of Jeff Walker's. Mm-hmm. I love him. I think a lot of us have learned from him. But it's evolved, right? Like anything. Yeah. Because the consumer's interest, behavior, awareness, everything has changed. And so we have to, we always have to be evolving and looking at our own interests and like what's working for us, because what's working for us, what gets our attention, what we see is, oh, I know what that is. You know, those kinds of, we have to pay attention to that because our customer is doing the same thing. How do you see this working in terms of a trend? I want to get people excited about how well this is working. Do you have some, I don't know, statistics or case studies that you can share with us to get people excited about doing pop-up groups?
I'm so glad you brought up this question, because I was going to say, I think one thing we should talk about is it doesn't just work in the business space. So I was just talking to one of our previous members, and her business partner help teachers. They help teachers teach writing. And they just did their last pop-up, did $600,000 teaching teachers how to teach writing to their high school students or like junior high. I don't know what grade. Maybe it's elementary. I'm lost now, but what grade they teach. They're teachers and they teach teachers how to teach writing.
Wow.
So they did $600,000 just off their previous pop-up group that they just closed on a 247 offer. First off, let's just talk about.
They must have had a huge group. Do you know?
I don't know how many people they had in the group, but I know that they also incorporated Webbies as well with their pop-up. And the first time they did this, we
Webbies is your nickname for webinars, yes?
Yeah, sorry, my bad. I speak in Jillism sometimes.
I love it.
We had a coaching call with them at the end of last year, and Josh was helping them with their offer. And they did their first pop-up at the beginning of this year before COVID hit and all the things. And they did 115 or 116,000. And then they were like, okay, so if we could do that, maybe we could do 400,000. So they set a goal of 400,000 and then did 600,000.
Wow.
Crazy. But I also have like a softball coach who teaches other softball coaches the mental toughness side of the game. And she has been in business for 2 years, and she did her first pop-up group slash boot camp. And she said it was the most profit she's ever made in her business ever. There was another guy who teaches fly fishing. What?
Okay.
But not just fly fishing. Fly fishing in still, trout fishing, fly fishing or something.
Okay.
In still lakes and rivers on the west coast of North America.
Oh, what? So super niche.
So his business was leveled by COVID because he used to do in-person tours.
Yeah.
And so then he came into our boot camp and really got his offer together, launched a course, and did $30,000, his biggest like week ever in business. We had a dude who teaches personal finance, another dude who teaches Shopify SEO.
Let me ask you, would this work for someone who wants to do a pop-up and maybe not necessarily doing a course, but perhaps like a membership, like it's a personal trainer who wants to take people on a 12-week journey to get, I don't know, fitness competition ready, let's say, for example.
So I wouldn't consider that a membership. I would definitely consider that a coaching program, though.
Sure.
And so if that's the case, 100%. And what I love about incorporating memberships into this is anyone who doesn't join the signature offer at the end of the pop-up can then be downsold
my next question.
Into the next, into
so
the membership.
I've got this Facebook group. I have a portal, if you will. Maybe people have used like something like Teachific. Is that what it's called?
Thinkific.
Thinkific. And or Kajabi or ClickFunnels, whatever. So they have a little portal or a Facebook group or both. And I've got, you know, thousands of people, let's hope, in that group. And I have a, you know, the percentage that's converted. What do I do with that group now? Do I have to keep maintaining this? Should I keep it warm? Should I keep nurturing them? What do I do with this group?
So what we do at the end of our pop-up groups is we, one, downsell into our community.
How long do you wait?
It's after the cart closes for the signature offer.
So immediately, so day six?
So I would do it the next day.
Dang.
So, if we are pitching on day seven and then we leave it open till essentially day 10, right? Is that right? Yep, 4 days. And then on day 11, I would pitch into the membership for like a 24-hour offer because memberships are typically low tier, right?
So what's your membership run?
47.
So it's the same price point. And they're like, yeah.
I already did that. So,
okay.
And you could always roll in another bootcamp pass. So you can join the membership and get another ticket to the bootcamp for next round. Because a lot of people want to come.
Same bootcamp?
Yep.
Just
and
do it again.
We have people who are coming in for their third round, even though it's the same content, but they just want to come in and engage in the community, get the coaching, tighten up their stuff.
Yeah, it's like anything, you know, the second time you read the book, you pick up things that you didn't see the first time. That's fantastic.
And then you could, so we said, pitch into your community. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't want to do that, if you don't have a membership, no sweat, you could pitch it an alumni ticket to the next boot camp. So if you say you ran your boot camps at $37, right? You could say, does anyone want to join us for the next round? You can have an alumni ticket that's $20. And what you're doing there is you're already getting people registered for the next one, which is fueling your ad spend because you now have a chunk of change to put towards your ad spend to get new people in. And those people serve as a real rock solid foundational community for the new people coming in.
Oh, yeah.
You've because they're like, I was in here last time. It's the best, blah, blah, blah. You know, they're just singing your praises because why else would they join if they didn't love it?
Yeah.
And so they serve as these, as lifers, as these believers who just serve as this like foundational community for people. And they help people because they've gone through the training before. And so they really, it's just like this awesome peer-to-peer connection that they form. And then finally, another thing we do is we always give people ways to connect with us. So come follow us on IG or subscribe to the podcast or, you know, whatever other platforms you have. And then we close the group. We archive it.
Okay. That was my next question. So
I eventually got there.
do we tell people like, hey, we're closing the group?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Because that's got to be like, wait, I need this community.
Totally.
So do you say here's the offer and we're closing the group? And how much time do you give them to decide on your downsell to the membership before the group closes?
24 hours, max 48.
Mm, okay.
So hot and heavy. Everything, like the beauty of this is that it's like action packed. So they don't want to lose what they've just spent, you know, 10 to 14 days creating and being in all the vibes and all the connection and the momentum. And so they're like, how do I get more of this? And so they are easy yeses for the next round.
Just to clarify, the group closes, the Facebook group closes, right? But do we still give them access to the membership portal that they were accessing during the boot camp? We do. Yeah. Okay.
So that they can watch the replays and whatnot. Because a lot of people ask me that and they're like, why wouldn't you just remove it so that they would want to take the next step? It doesn't feel super high vibe to us. Mm. And so we allow them to keep it because I know we cover a lot in those 5 days. And so we want people to be able to access the information so that they can keep applying it because
I wonder though if we don't make we don't make the community go away, you know, because that's really that you were to deliver them, you know, that they could download all of the content, but the community goes away. That's the membership. As you said, and I think it's certainly true that people are more afraid to lose something than they are motivated to gain something.
Yes.
And you just can't forget that when it comes to marketing. And that's why it's so important that we give people these shorter windows to make these decisions. And while that might feel like we're being pushy, it's not. Yeah. It's absolutely not. It's especially if your clientele is busy and they're type A's, then you are doing them a greater service by saying you need to make a decision because otherwise you're going to cost them more time trying to go back, find the tab that was open, remember what was this again? Why was I excited about? What do I get again? Mm-hmm. When does it start again? Like they have to go backwards. It takes so much time and they want to do it now. Give them a reason or an incentive why they need to do it now. So let's talk, you know, to finish this up. Thank you so much. This has been amazing. But any suggestions or trends you're seeing in fast action bonuses or bonuses in general, you know, I'd love for you to share with the audience some of the feedback that you did shared with us about, you know, kind of over bonusing.
Yep. So, okay. So I could speak to the overwhelm piece, but I think with fast action bonuses, one thing we've seen work really well. Now I get at a higher level. Once you, you know, if you have a group of a few thousand, then this is going to feel like, wow, I will lose my mind if I have to do that much fulfillment. But one of the most powerful bonuses you could offer as a fast action is a one-on-one call. Mm-hmm. Whether that's with you or if you have a coach that works with you or anything like that, having that personal one-to-one support with people, with you, for people will get them moving. Like they are like, I want that because I get your brain on my business or whatever it is going to be, my health plan, my this and that, my writing plan, whatever, right? And so having that one-on-one support will absolutely cause people to move. Now, you could limit it. You can make it time-based or you can make it quantity-based, right? So if you join in the next 20 minutes, you'll score a 20-minute one-on-one call with me, right? Mm. Or you could say for the next 25 people who join, you'll get a 20-minute one-on-one call with me. Now, okay. The reason I say limit it is because one time Josh and I did this and we offered a day one only bonus. So anyone who joined on day one could get a one-on-one call with us. Now, we did not expect how many people would join. And so we actually got 300 one-on-one calls. And I was a puddle of extroversion on the floor. I wanted to.
I'm tired.
I could not say words after that. But
how long did that take you to get through all 300?
Like, we divided and conquered. So we each did 150, but it took us a good 8 weeks. And Lord. Then we're like, note to self, bring on coaches.
Wow. Yeah.
So I still believe in the power of one-on-one. And look, here's the deal. I'm not trying to be rude or mean, but if you're just in the beginning, you're not going to get that many people. You're not going to get 300 people saying yes in the beginning, right? So you might get 10. Sure. And so one-on-one as a bonus would be an awesome fit for you to start, again, connecting with these people on a deeper level, serving the heck out of them, and getting to know them in a larger capacity so that you can understand, okay, here's how I coach. Here's how I structure my sessions with people. Here's how I get them results. And you can move them into an even higher ticket thing if the timing is right or if you have that offer in place, right? Because there's ways to seed a next step within those calls. Because we typically do the calls after the content or the offer or the course or the coaching program has ended. The one-on-one is almost like an extra bonus afterwards to discuss next steps. Like how
I see. Okay, that's
it.
Smart. So you're after the return policy, et cetera.
Yeah.
Okay. Smart. And other than, you know, an exchange of time, what are some other bonuses that aren't going to require me scaling or cloning
me peopling.
Myself?
Yeah. Me peopling so hard.
Yes.
You can do done-for-you resources, templates. Like in our accelerator, we have a full sales page template that our copywriter created for people. And so that's one of our bonuses. Or you can have like all of these little done for you things. You can have an additional coaching call that is just for the people who join and it's hot seat driven. So it's group, but it still feels tight knit. You know what I mean? Or there could be like a 1 day thing that is like a virtual mastermind that you could do. And that's only for people who join in. And then that gives you an opportunity to pitch into something higher ticket again. And so you're just coming up with creative ways that allows you to support people in a deeper way and help them feel seen, heard, and acknowledged, overcome these obstacles so that you can then upgrade them even further. And of course, that helps to overcome their objections. Like, is this right for me? Will I get my money's worth? Will I see an ROI? Can I afford it? Will I have time? Those are typically the objections we all come up against, right? And so one-on-one or any like done for you stuff is a great way to overcome that, or like coaching sessions or virtual events.
What type of bonuses are you seeing are almost a deterrent, or practices you're seeing that people are structuring their bonus in such a way that they're probably losing someone who is already a yes?
When they're like, and you get this course and this course and this old course of mine, and I'm pulling out the archives and you get my whole back suite of courses. And at some point people are just like, I can't handle all the things. And I think there's a real delicate balance with overwhelm. Because the minute people get into overwhelm, as I'm sure you've seen, because you said that you used to have a habit, and so did we wanted to teach the how so much for people in a free setting that it sabotaged our pop-up groups. And so we've really had to dial it back. And so we put that into bonuses now.
Okay.
Like the bonuses and your offer in general is the how. And so anything that you can help facilitate that or make it easier for them to implement and get results is perfect.
But not another course, another course. Yeah. I think that's
if you
great.
Just
that's
do
a
like,
mistake
you
we
get
made.
Five extra courses. People are like, I don't even have time
to do this one. Yeah.
And I think as long as you're hitting internal objections and external objections, internal is always, can I do this? You know, am I really worth it? Like, who would buy from me? Like, you help upgrade that side of their thinking. And then the external bonuses is money and time.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are great. Jill, I think people will need to listen to this a few times. This is one of those episodes you want to make sure you did not listen on super warp speed. Can I tell you a funny story?
Especially because I'm a fast talker.
I can tell you this funny story because I don't think that this woman probably listens to Build Your Tribe. I have this number where you can call in and leave your feedback about the podcast show. And I got this message from this woman and she was like, Shalene, I am listening to episode XXX and I'm really worried about you. I hope people around you are aware of what's going on. You sound medicated or drunk. Gosh. I'm praying for you right now. Something is very, very wrong. I'm praying for you. I don't know what you're on, but now I'm listening and even your music sounds slow. And I'm like, this is so classic. Is this like, this is probably my mom's best friend. And like, I love that I know she was listening to my podcast, you know, and she probably did accidentally and hit the whatever. And so then I'm like, I have to hear what this sounds like. So I had to go back and play it. And it was like, welcome to the Shalene Johnson. Welcome to the Shalene Show. Like drunk uncle. But I love that she thought like I play my own synthesizer music as the intro, and I was just like playing my synthesizer really slow that day. I love it because I have also done that. Like, why is this person talking so fast or so slow? Yeah. So please, if ever you're wondering if I'm speaking too fast or too slow, check your playback settings. And this is what I'm going to listen to extra slow because Jill dropped so much incredible knowledge. You're just a gem. Listen, I know we've talked so much about your boot camp that people are going to be like, okay, when is it? When's the next one? So yes. Do you have one coming up?
We do. It's okay. In September. So I'm going to set Shalene up with a full-on link so that you can join through Shalene's link. Would you want that to be like /Jill?
Yeah, let's go shalene.com/Jill.
Yeah, I like that.
That's easy enough. Okay, cool. And so when they go to that link, that'll take them to where they can learn more about your boot camp, which is going to teach them in the course of 5 days how to like figure out how to put an offer together, like this course, take your knowledge and turn it into something and how to really structure your bonuses and how much you should charge for it and what you should call it and like everything.
Everything. It's like taking the knowledge and experience you already have. It's not like, let me go research and create something that I don't feel comfortable teaching. It's taking the knowledge and experience you already have and using that and turning it into an online course or coaching program. So yes, we cover coming up with the name, the price, the transformation, what goes into the offer, the bonuses, the guarantee, the refund policy, and a badass way to sell it. Do you think it would be fun if we gave everyone a bit of a discount code just so that they can come in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't know we could do that, but please.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that. So maybe just like enter Shalene 20.
Okay.
Should make a note of
so
that.
So you go to shalene.com/Jill. And then if you enter the code Shalene 20.
Yeah.
Killer. Shalene 20. And they'll get 20% off. Hey now.
Hey.
That's so fun. Thanks, Jill. You're the best.
Of course. And listen, I'm so excited for people to come in and experience this.
I am too. Listen, you need to also subscribe to Screw the 9 to 5. It's a great podcast. You guys just dropped so much knowledge. In fact, you guys had Jeff Walker on recently, didn't you?
Yeah, a few months ago. Yeah, but I love Jeff. He's such a great
guy. Nice. But I mean, things have to evolve and you are so on the cutting edge and you get great guests. So thank you so much for being as generous as you always are with myself and now with my audience.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. We'll see you soon.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.